In cities across the UK, voters were denied their franchise in a tightly contested three-way race that failed to select a clear winner. As polls closed at 10 p.m., police were called out to disperse voters who were still waiting to cast ballots in places as diverse as London, Manchester, Birmingham, Liverpool, and Sheffield. Jenny Watson, head of Britain's Electoral Commission, called for an investigation into the Election Day foul-up. She blamed the voter snarl on the highest voter turnout in 30 years and an antiquated voting system. Joanne Slaughter, who was turned away from a voting station in the Hackney South constituency in London, told the BBC, "It is an outrage in a civilized country like ours that this can happen, especially to people who are trying to vote after doing a day's work." Long lines also delayed balloting in Sheffield, a Liberal Democratic stronghold. As polls closed, over 200 voters were turned away, including university students who had been diverted into separate, slower-moving lines. The National Union of Students issued a protest, stating that this set a poor example for first-time voters. British human rights lawyer Jeffrey Robertson says voters who were turned away from the polls can sue for compensation, noting the European Convention guarantees the right to vote. Hopes ran high for a breakthrough in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks when Barack Obama was elected president. But prospects quickly dimmed with Israel's deadly incursion into the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip days before Obama took office. According to the American Prospect magazine, the Obama administration failed to develop new thinking about U.S. Middle East policy options. Once in the White House, the Obama team did not forcefully react to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Thousands died, more than 300 schools were destroyed, and 20,000 Gazans remained displaced as a result of the Israeli assault. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell has avoided visiting Gaza, unlike other prominent Western leaders such as United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and U.S. Senator John Kerry. The Obama administration has continued the Bush policy of isolating Hamas while negotiating with Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas. Some critics assert that the failure to engage with Hamas has taken the pressure off the Palestinian Authority, which has become more inflexible and ineffective in its negotiating stance with Israel. Retired Marine Sergeant Hermógenes Marrero is waiting for his day in court. The retired Special Forces Marine claims he has contracted colon cancer and Lou Gehrig's disease as a result of his exposure to the chemical weapons he guarded for the U.S. Navy on the Puerto Rican island of Vieques. Sergeant Marrero is the lead plaintiff in a massive class-action suit brought by the citizens of Vieques against the U.S. Navy. The American government used the island as a military base and bombing range from 1941 to 2003. Marrero was stationed on Vieques for 18 months in the early 1970s, where he was exposed to toxic chemicals like Agent Orange and napalm. The retired Marine told a news magazine In These Times, "I did not know how dangerous these chemicals were, because it was on a need-to-know basis." For years now, residents of Vieques have been diagnosed with cancer at a rate 30% higher than the rest of Puerto Rico. Citizens on the island also have triple the rate of high blood pressure and an increased incidence of diabetes. Federal District Court Judge Daniel Dominguez must decide whether or not to move forward with the 2007 lawsuit filed by 7,000 Vieques residents. Meanwhile, the U.S. government claims it has sovereign immunity from the lawsuit against the Navy. In 2005, the EPA designated Vieques a federal Superfund site for toxic materials, despite the fact that napalm, Agent Orange, depleted uranium, arsenic, and other hazardous chemicals remain on the island. The Navy continues to assert that nobody on Vieques was harmed by its activity. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.